Guess who's back? Back again. But every 2 weeks, man, I'm back again. It's Jamie Waxman, and you're listening to me sing a really bad rendition of a song you may know. I'll leave it at that. This is Playgirls Sex Pod. And yes, again, I am Jamie Waxman, your urban sex explorer. A term I've been using for a very long time. A term I use because I don't like the term sexpert. Although I am waiting to hear if I have officially graduated with my master's in sex education in May, I'm still not going to say that would make me an expert. It makes me a sexplorer, somebody who is willing to explore the depths of sexuality. And I may have been a little more exciting in my past when I wasn't living with my partner, but still, even this relationship is part of an exploration, and it's a whole new journey in the world of sex, let me tell you that. So, Playgirls Sex Pod, what does this mean? It means a lot of things, and most of you have been listening, so I'm not going to say what it means, but it means you should check out Playgirl TV, playgirltv.com, for some really hot, steamy, erotic material, visual erotic material. Where do you find it? On your local cable provider at the adults only section. You can find it not only in the United States, but you can find it in many a country like Germany and Turkey and Australia. Basically, look for it wherever you go in a hotel room near you, or, you know, if you happen to be at home on your own cable box if you have cable. And if you don't see it on your video on demand, demand that your local cable provider get it for you, if that's how you demand. I don't know. Do you write them? Do you call? Whatever you need to do. By boat, ship, phone, or fax. Boat and ship, I guess, would be the same. That wasn't as clever as I wanted it to be. But again, I do everything free-flowing, so it's as clever as it can be. You need to call your local cable provider and get and demand. I like that word better. Demand Playgirl TV. And demand to see more of me, of course. Of course, you can always demand more Playgirl Sex Pod podcasts. Although, I must say, I am Jamie Waxman. You can find me at JamieWaxman.com, JamieWaxman.com. And soon enough, I'm going to start a second podcast, one that won't just be my voice, and it won't be Playgirl Sex Pod, broadcasting about relationships and life and everything else with my partner, Johnny. So it'll be called Jamie and Johnny. So look for it soon. And I think we're going to record the first one tonight since I have this fantastic podcast studio set up in my house and it's all set up today and it's not really all that fantastic a studio. But, you know, I'm going to, for radio purposes, you know, let it really sound fantastic. And it's got a private sound booth. So all the outside sound you might hear, I don't know where it's coming from. And it's soundproof and it's got microphones all over the place. And I have gold records. Oh, I guess they don't do records anymore, but gold CDs of all these podcasts that have won me awards, which are absolutely none of them. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about today. Although I could talk about myself. Enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me? I don't know that joke. I love that joke every single time. Can I take a drink of water? Because I'm not going to edit this. So I'm going to take a drink of water. I'm a loud swallower. At least that's what my boyfriend says. And I don't think it's referring to anything oral, to tell you the truth, but Maybe I'm a loud swallower there, too. I'll have to ask him. Okay, regardless, what I want to talk about today. You ready? Are you really, really ready? Are you wearing any clothes? It doesn't really matter, actually, because I can't see you. I can't see you. Okay, I'm in a really weird mood, but that's a good thing, I think. One night stands. That's what I want to talk about today. And I'm going to read an article I wrote for the magazine, The Philly Edge, www.thephillyedge.com. It's a magazine I write for weekly. Also, while I'm on the topic of checking out magazines, before we go into one night stands, I highly recommend Spread Magazine. Spread Magazine is illuminating the sex industry. That's basically the whole concept behind the magazine. And it's effing fantastic. It's one of the only magazines besides Playgirl that I read on a regular basis, meaning monthly when it comes out or whenever I can get my hands on it. So please check out Spread Magazine. I promise. I'm sorry if my peas are all popping today. I'm trying hard to make them pop. I don't know why, but I'm not really, but I am. I promise that you won't be disappointed with Spread magazine if you have any interest at all in the sex industry and what's going on in sex workers and things like that. Okay, and we can talk about that another time. In fact, maybe I'll try and get Audacia Ray, one of the editors of Spread magazine, here on the show. But before I do that, I will do that. Before I do that, I'm going to read you this article. It was a blistery day in January, and snow was leaving its impression on the city streets. I, that's me because I'm writing the article, was back in New York after a five-day driving stint that led me across the country, and now, after 2 weeks in the Big Apple, I was making my way back home to San Francisco. Yes, for a little bit of time. I do live in New York now, and this is aside, and I'll just keep doing asides from this piece. I was living in San Francisco for a little while, but truthfully, I spent too much time doing nothing out there and realized that if I wanted to make my name as a sex educator, San Francisco might not be the place to be because there's a lot of sex educators out there, and here in New York, people need sex education. What about where you live? Do people need sex education? Okay. Question I have. I obviously didn't really wait for your answer because the only way you can answer me is email me. And if you want to email me through the PlayGirlTV.com website, you can. You can also email me through JamieWaxman.com or at hotwax@gmail.com with two T's. So just go to JamieWaxman.com and email me. It's easier. Anyway. Okay. The prediction of lots of white powder on the ground, we're talking snow here, by the way, afforded me the assumption that my flight would be delayed that very next morning. So I decided to drop in to one of my favorite local night spots. It was close to midnight when he began chatting me up. Tall and good looking in that I know you're Jewish sort of way. He was also musically inclined, which for some reason makes me weak in the knees. It really does. My best friend left the bar close to 1, but I was still drinking and enjoying the conversation. By 2, it was obvious that there was something more going on. Since I was leaving the next day, I knew I had nothing to lose. And since I was recovering from a bad boy situation, meaning he had another girlfriend the whole time we were together, but we basically lived together for a few months and she never knew, don't ask, I thought this could only make me feel good. I'll go into that story another time too. Okay, here goes into my one night stand. The bar had a back room. We made our way into it and proceeded to lock lips on one of those sofas. That's when he pulled down my pants and proceeded to enter me. At first, he tried without a condom, which is usually a sign to stay away. Everybody, stay away. If a guy tells you, oh, I always use condoms, just not this once, liar. But I just insisted he put on a condom and ignored the fact that he had tried to get away with the biggest no-no of all times, at least when it comes to sex with a stranger. Instead, I pushed him close to me and, after wrapping his sausage, allowed it to dangle in between my legs. He made his way to my pussy and hastily entered it. Nobody came in the back room while we were going at it, while he moved back and forth in me. But that might be because it only lasted a few short seconds. Within 5 minutes, it was over, and I didn't feel any more sexually satisfied than before it had begun. It was my first official one-night stand, and all I felt was stood up. One-night stands have the potential to be nice, naughty, fulfilling, and futile. Perhaps it was the aftermath when I thought he mentioned something or other about a girlfriend that made me feel worse. But that night, I didn't think so. Remind me, I'm going to tell you what happened after the story once I'm done with this piece. It was the fact that there was no connection, no emotion, no touch, and that left me feeling raw and exposed. Not to mention that the sex was less than uneventful. For the next few days, I felt dirty, used, and disgusted with myself. And while I know I'm not alone, I also know that things can turn out quite differently. My friend Kate had a really positive one-night stand experience, the kind I only see in movies. A few nights before moving to New York, she finally made out with the mailman at her office. He was athletic and hot and asked her out because he knew she was moving out of town. Recently divorced, we're talking as fresh as 1 week after signing the papers. He wasn't looking for commitment, but he was looking for connection. At first, she wasn't going to go there, but as the night and the sparks flew by, she couldn't help but wonder if he was as good a fuck as he was a kisser and a cunnilinguist. Cunnilinguist. A few hours later, they were doing it in bed. The next morning, he woke up early to leave. He kissed her goodbye and handed her a little note, thanking her for the night and telling her that he had this feeling she was going to end up a big director in New York. He finished by saying he'd always be somewhere in the world, wishing her well. And then she said, and this is a quote, I gotta say that knowing he's out there somewhere in the world still makes me smile to this day. As for me, my one-night stand turned out to haunt me in other ways. A few months later, back in New York, back on that same block, I ran into him again. I had stupidly, or more accurately, drunkenly given him my number, and now he was calling to hang out. Didn't you say something about having a girlfriend, I asked? Well, yeah, he mentioned. I don't need men with girlfriends in my life, I told him, and with that, it was really over. And knowing that he's out there somewhere in the world makes me feel bad for the woman who thinks that he loves her and only her, especially since he loved me once for a moment in the back room of a bar. So yes, that's my one night stand story. I have to say, I liked reading it, although I made a couple mistakes, obviously. But you know, like I said, this is live to tape and I'm not going to do anything about it. But yeah, let me just go back, because let's talk about one night stands. I know that a one-night stand can feel good. I know that you can have a one-night stand that really boosts your ego, like my friend Kate had, or one that just makes you feel beautiful and special and really, you know, extraordinary. But there's also a lot of interesting things that come along with sex with a stranger in a one-night stand. And that could be things like you don't know if he carries any diseases. Not that you know this necessarily in a regular relationship either, and hopefully you're safe enough to use a condom, but still there are some sexually transmitted infections, not to be the party downer, but I can be, known as HPV, human papillomavirus. And unfortunately, you can contract HPV while using a condom. Now, also, a lot of people who carry HPV don't know that they've carried HPV because this just nothing ever shows up. So its most common sexually transmitted infection form when you're going to see it is known as genital warts. And it can also and does also lead to basically all the if you're going to get cervical cancer, it's probably because you've had a mutation due to HPV. So as a woman, you want to make sure to get tested every year while you do your pap smear, even for the HPV test. And there's a website that also has information on the HPV test. And it's called the HPVtest.com, and they can give you a lot of information there. So like I said, not to be a downer or a buzzkill, but yeah, I can be. That's just one thing you're dealing with a one-night stand. Also, there really is no emotional connection, no attachment, no, are you going to call me again? Which could be a good thing for some people, especially if you're getting out of a relationship or just really needed some me time. And, you know, me time involved making love or having sex with someone else. But, you know, for a lot of people, the emotional part of sex is a really big part of sex. And sometimes that lacks. And for me and my one-night stand in the back of a bar where nobody came in the room because it didn't take long enough for anybody to find us, it definitely lacked that emotional touch. Now, also, it really didn't help. I had just been getting out of a relationship with a man who had a girlfriend. And, you know, whatever your moral values are on that, I totally, you know, dig it. I respect it, I should say. But at the same time, you don't know my situation and what it was. And unfortunately, it didn't work out, which was sad because I really did think we were supposed to be together for a little bit longer than we actually were together. But, you know, to be at a bar in New York and to be living with your girlfriend, and I only found this out later, and I'll get into that too, I think that's really slimy and disgusting. And it worries me because it's one thing. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have an open relationship because I do think it's very hard. A great book, The Ethical Slut, by Dossie and Easton and Catherine List. That's a great book to check out on open relationships. But if you're in the open relationship and your partner doesn't know it, that's fucked up, dude. That's all. That's all I can say is that's cheating and you shouldn't be. Would you want somebody to really be doing that to you? Now, granted, like I said, you don't know my situation with the other one, and I'm not going to go into it because that makes me sound even worse, but Well, not worse, but she didn't know the girlfriend of the boy I was dating, but they weren't even really seeing each other. They were living in separate states at one point and then cities, and there was a lot of other stuff going on, and they did eventually, thank goddess, break up. But, you know, you're in the same city as your partner, and you go out to a bar for a night, and you end up screwing some girl at the bar. I mean, and I happen to be that some girl, which doesn't really bode well for me, I guess. But anyway, it didn't sit right with me. And then a few weeks later, I was back in New York because I was doing a lot of traveling back and forth, and there was a message from this guy saying, hey, my band is playing again tonight at this bar. Why don't you come by? And I actually thought he said tonight, but I guess he had said tomorrow night. And ironically, I turn up at the bar the next night because, like I said, it was one of my favorite bars, and also my friend's band was playing there. So I turn up at the bar the next night, and there he is, and he's like really happy and surprised to see me and thinks I'm there to see him. And he's talking to me, and I'm not very interested. And finally, I turn to him and say, I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly, but did you say you had a girlfriend? And he said, yeah. And I said, did you say that you live with this girlfriend? And he said, yeah. And I said, what do you want from me? And he said, well, you seem really cool. Like, I'd like to be your friend. And I just think, you know, we could be really good friends. And so I said, okay, if that's what you want, then I just want you to know that I will never have sex with you again, if that's something else you were thinking. And he was kind of taken aback by the situation and didn't say anything. And we were both just kind of standing there uncomfortably, not sure what to say next. And he said, yeah, okay, well, I want to be your friend. I said, okay, let's be friends, you know, what do you want to talk about? And with that, there was completely dead silence. Not like the drilling you're probably hearing out my window at this point. Or Mr. Softy, because, yes, ice cream is in season. And yes, he just went dead silent, and I looked at him, he looked at me, and I walked away. And every so often, he still drops me a note, which I kind of find interestingly strange. I wonder if he's still living with that woman. I'm sure he is, because he was a musician, and how else is he making money? Jab at musicians, for the most part. I've dated enough of them to know this. Although there are successful ones, and God bless you. But, yeah, so that was my one-night stand. I'd love to hear your one-night stand experiences. And how many of them do you have in a relationship? My partner now has had quite a few. I have had less sex partners than him by almost 10 probably, but I've had more what I'd like to think substantial sex. So what can a one-night stand teach you? Let's see. Let's evaluate this. A one-night stand can teach you a lot about yourself, what you like, what you don't like, the kind of person you never want to be with again, or the kind of person you do want to meet. It can teach you about your confidence, your self-esteem. It can also teach you about your dignity and respect. Lots of things about a one-night stand are both good and bad. And it'll be interesting to know what you have to say. So please email me. Check out my site, jamiewaxman.com. JamieWaxman.com. Spell it wrong and you'll still get there probably, as long as you spell the Jamie wrong, not the Waxman. And yes, PlayGirlTV.com. Proud sponsor of Playgirl Sex Pod and maker of very fine, highly erotic adult videos. And you can actually buy Playgirls videos now on DVD. They're distributed through Wicked, so check it out. And remember, video on demand in your local cable operator provider. Say, I want my Playgirl TV now! And you can also say, I want my sex pod more, because I'd love to be here more. And talk to you about whatever's on my mind, whatever's on your mind, whatever we can talk about. Sex. Once again, I'm Jamie Waxman. Thank you for listening, and come again and again. And if you're going to do it with one-night stands, again and again and again before at least you leave that one-night stand.